A 250-pound orangutan burns only 2,050 calories per day, the same as a 65-pound human child. This single fact demolishes our most basic assumptions about metabolism. For decades, we've been told that weight management is simple arithmetic. Eat less, move more, burn fat. Yet Herman Ponser's groundbreaking research with the Hadza hunter-gatherers of Tanzania reveals a far stranger truth. Despite walking over 10 miles daily and spending hours in strenuous physical labor, these people burn exactly the same number of calories as desk-bound office workers in Manhattan. This isn't a minor discrepancy. It's a complete paradigm shift that forces us to rethink everything from diet culture to evolutionary biology. Your body runs a complex metabolic business with 37 trillion cellular employees, each one burning energy with an intensity that outshines stars. Every day, these cells generate enough heat to boil 8 gallons of ice water, yet most of this activity happens completely beneath your awareness. You don't feel your liver cells converting cholesterol to hormones or your neurons pumping ions to maintain electrical charges. You only notice when something goes wrong. What's truly mind-bending is that you're literally made from reassembled food molecules. Every atom in your bones, muscles, and blood consists of reorganized bits of what you've eaten. Americans are walking reformulated fast food, children built from chicken nuggets, adults powered by pretzels and beer. This isn't poetic metaphor, it's metabolic reality. When you digest a meal, enzymes break down carbohydrates, fats, and proteins into their component parts. These molecules enter your bloodstream, get rebuilt according to DNA instructions, and become you. The carbon and oxygen atoms eventually leave as exhaled CO2, while hydrogens combine with oxygen to form water. You're not just what you eat. You're a constantly rebuilding sculpture made entirely from yesterday's lunch. If we lived like typical mammals our size, we'd hit puberty before age 2 and be dead by 25. Women would give birth annually, and 6-year-olds would become grandparents. Dogs don't live in dog years. Humans live in slow motion. This stems from a metabolic revolution 60 million years ago, when early primates evolved to burn half as many calories as other mammals. While a typical mammal our size would burn over 5,000 calories daily, Olympic athlete levels, humans burn 2,500 to 3,500. Yet humans broke the rules. Despite evolutionary trade-offs, we have slow growth, long lives, faster reproduction than other apes, enormous brains, and active lifestyles. We burn 20% more calories than chimps, 40% more than gorillas, and 60% more than orangutans after accounting for body size. This advantage came from food sharing. While chimpanzees share food once every 2 months, and gorillas never share among adults, humans routinely gather surplus to share. This safety net allowed diversification and risk-taking, providing the extra 20% of daily energy, fueling our larger brains, active lifestyles, and bigger families. Within 2 million years, brain size tripled as tools evolved from simple cobbles to complex blades. The Hadza Energetics Project revealed something shocking. Despite climbing 30-foot baobab trees for honey, digging tubers for hours, and hunting across miles of savanna, the Hadza burn the same daily calories as sedentary Westerners. When plotting energy expenditure against body size, their data points sat directly on top of measurements from the US and Europe. This shatters the traditional model where calorie burn simply increases with activity. Our bodies operate on a constrained energy budget. When physical activity claims more energy, the body compensates by reducing expenditure elsewhere. Like a household budget, spend more on rent, cut back on entertainment. This explains disappointing exercise studies where participants burning 2,000 to 3,000 calories weekly for 16 months lost far less weight than expected. Men lost only 10 pounds, women often lost nothing. The body compensates metabolically and increases appetite. Since hunter-gatherers burn the same calories as urbanites, daily energy expenditure has likely remained unchanged since Paleolithic times. The obesity explosion can't be blamed on decreasing activity. Studies confirm daily energy expenditures have stayed consistent for 4 decades, even as obesity rates skyrocketed. The culprit isn't laziness, it's what we're eating. If exercise doesn't burn extra calories long term, why bother? Because movement transforms your body in ways unrelated to weight loss. Consider chimpanzees. They sleep 9 to 10 hours nightly and rest another 10 hours. They walk less than typical Americans and climb only 330 feet daily, equivalent to 1 mile. All great apes display this remarkable indolence. Yet, unlike sedentary humans who develop heart disease and diabetes, lazy apes remain healthy. Diabetes is exceptionally rare among apes. Their arteries don't clog despite high cholesterol, and zoo chimps maintain less than 10% body fat. Our need for physical activity is uniquely human. When our ancestors evolved into hunter-gatherers, our bodies adapted to intense physical demands. Exercise reduces chronic inflammation because of our constrained energy budget. When physical activity claims significant energy, the body economizes elsewhere, forcing more selective inflammatory responses rather than constant immune activation. This explains why regular exercise lowers risk of heart disease, diabetes, and metabolic disorders. Men who can do more than 10 push-ups reduce heart attack risk by 60%. For older adults, walking at least 1,200 feet in 6 minutes halves mortality risk. The ideal amount lies between chimpanzee laziness and Tour de France extremes. Hunter-gatherers provide a benchmark, about 5 hours of daily activity, with 1 to 2 hours at moderate to vigorous intensity, roughly 16,000 steps. Elite athletes train 5 to 6 hours daily at vigorous intensity, triple what our bodies evolved to handle, while typical Americans get only 2 hours of light activity daily, matching wild chimps at 5,000 steps. Returning to Hadza land after several years, electric lights glowed in the valley, modernization seeping into hunter-gatherer territory. The Hadza have navigated encroachment for decades, selectively adopting flashlights and cell phones while maintaining cultural resilience. Traditional practices continue, women foraging for tubers, men hunting near flowering baobabs, successful hunts bringing impala and game. Our modern food system violates fundamental ecological laws. Hunter-gatherers get 10 calories of food for every calorie spent foraging, while industrialized production burns 8 calories for every food calorie produced. Americans consume 210,000 calories per day in total energy, equivalent to a 9-ton mammal's metabolism and 70 times what hunter-gatherers use. Globally, our 7.7 billion people burn energy like we're 120 billion. Since daily energy expenditure is constrained, obesity is primarily an overconsumption problem. Our industrialized food system perversely makes processed foods cheaper than healthy alternatives. Donuts cost 25 cents per 100 calories, while apples cost 37 cents. But there's hope. With our understanding of metabolic health and lessons from traditional cultures, we can better care for ourselves, our communities, and our planet. The path forward isn't found in miracle diets or extreme exercise. It's in understanding how our ancient bodies navigate this modern world and making peace with the metabolic machinery that makes us human.